Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The states, they can get this up and running immediately. And I would say if the Democrats want to challenge us in court and hold up unemployment benefits to those hardworking Americans that are out of a job because of COVID, they're going to have a lot of explaining to do.
All right, that's Steve Mnuchin, of course, the man behind the Treasury, talking about stimulus, $400 benefit instead of $600, but kicking it in right now thanks to an executive action. Wow, a busy Saturday night for the Prez and crew. Is it legal? Can you circumvent Congress? How do you feel about that? Are you drowning in what's happening in your world? Could you use the boost right now instead of waiting to find out what's going to happen next? Because it looks like, even though they seemed as though they were close to a deal, the Democrats and the Republicans couldn't get their act together last week. Although, if you watch the trailer, it looked so promising, and then it exploded. Nancy Pelosi in pink, that's what she was wearing over the weekend, was hot. I mean, she should have wore a red dress. Seriously, she was on fire over what happened with his executive order. So Democratic congressional leaders and the White House went at it on Sunday. They say they are willing to continue negotiations to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus stimulus package to take the place of the executive orders that the president unveiled the previous day on Saturday, aimed to address the hardships that are going on because of the pandemic. Pelosi said on Fox News, we have to reach an agreement. That's it. That's it. We have to reach an agreement. So after being furious the day before, she calmed down a little bit and said, you know, we've got to meet halfway. We've got to do the best we can for American people. But what they're putting forth does not meet the standard. And Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, said on ABC, it's part of the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads on National Tube, that Trump's executive orders are unworkable, weak, and far too narrow, and said Republicans who hung their hat on these executive orders will now be forced by the economy and the pandemic to come to the table, accept our compromise, to meet in the middle, and come up with an agreement. Come up with an agreement. That's the deal. That's what has to happen. And the Treasury Secretary, who you heard, Steve Mnuchin, said he is willing to negotiate. Says when they have a new proposal, I will listen. Go back to the negotiating table. And one of the things that the president was going to kick in his executive order was the benefits would go from $600 extra, to $400. And language in the executive order that leaves the states responsible for paying 25% of the benefits, so they would have to pay for that. They argue that states' budgets are already strained because of the pandemic. They don't have the money to cover that 25% VIG the federal government is throwing on their backs. So we'll see what happens. This week's going to be interesting. Isn't every week interesting? But this week really will be interesting to look at whether or not there's going to be a compromise fast. Because even if once this kicks in, by the time you actually get the money to the people, it doesn't happen overnight. Even if they've got it linked to a bank account, it takes a while to streamline the process. And again, even though we've been doing this for a long time. All right, we've been doing the pandemic for over 5 months. Can you believe it? And we hit the 5 million positive cases mark over the weekend. In fact, it's 5.5 million. 162,000 people have died in the United States. Worldwide, 729,000. That's out of 19.8 million cases. The numbers have risen. Some of the hot spots have changed. Now there's a big concern about the Midwest and what's going to happen, you know, ultimately in the Midwest. And will the Midwest be the next hot spot, meaning big chunks, swaths of it, I'll call it, of the Midwest. I mean, listen, the bottom line is we keep going back to the same thing over and over again. It is about protocols. It is about doing the things you have to do to keep safe. Because how do you know? It's that person who can't believe it. They never did anything. They stayed home. But then that one time they accidentally went to a party with 500 of their closest friends in Los Angeles, and oops, a bunch of people got COVID-19, and so did they. Earthquake is not what you expect in North Carolina. Not serious damage, although there was some damage done, but it shook a lot of North Carolina early in the morning on Sunday, 8:07-ish or so. The National Weather Service in Greenville said it was 5.1 magnitude earthquake that struck. And then there was a couple of several quakes that were hours earlier that were much smaller. But it's the largest earthquake to hit the state since 1916, when they had a 5.5 quake near Skyland. The epicenter was about 2.5 miles southeast of Sparta. I know we have people listening there, so it had to be kind of, it had to feel kind of weird if you felt that motion thing that you feel with an earthquake. And in your North Carolina, of all the things that you deal with, you're not expecting that. So that would be a very strange feeling. We've had Dr. Carol Lieberman on this show a handful of times. In fact, I think she was on last week. She was. And what people are doing during this pandemic, I told you the numbers, and they're with their mental health. 41% say the pandemic pushed them into therapy. 41%. This was done by Southern Cross University. That seems pretty high to me. So the telehealth study that was published in mid-July also found that 67.3% of respondents felt more or less lonely since the onset of the pandemic. Wow, that's a couple shy from 70%. I just challenge all of you, and I'm hitting you with all the things that have been happening. Reach out to people. Reach out to people you know. Just check on people that you think, especially the people who come off as super strong. I don't need anybody. I'm fine. They're the people who really need some kind of reach. They really are. By the way, the poll also found out that 56% say the pandemic is slightly to moderately impacting their mental health. 56%. 33% say they attend weekly therapy sessions. 70.4% say in-person therapy is more beneficial than online therapy. Well, I don't know if you do a Zoom, although maybe there's something about being Zoomed out. But, wow, 61%. 61%, by the way, say that it's very difficult, or I shouldn't say very, it's moderately difficult to afford an online therapist. So therapy is, I think, it's all about finding the right person to tell whatever it is you're going to tell them that you're struggling with. And, of course, some of it would be COVID-related, that's for sure. Got to be feeling something, that's for sure. Mic drop moments. Oh, we've had a few in 2020. Go to that on the flip side. Meet you there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule. capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
GraveSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. We just dropped the mic, right? So, mic drop moments. Boy, we have had so many of them. And when they're mic drop moments, usually it's silly, funny, incredible, you nailed it. I think of mic drop moments like that. But also mic drop moments, I think, are shocking. Like, I can't believe this happened. And the most obvious is, who knew in March? Yes, we saw what was happening in China, Wuhan. I was talking about on the air. We had people speculating, oh, all that kind of stuff. But to be where we are now, I don't think so. Not really. That was not in the game plan when we were hoisting our apple juice, for you who don't drink alcohol, or champagne or whatever it is, on a New Year's Eve. Not at all. In fact, because you were going into a new decade, it was all about bigger, badder, faster. What are we? What's the goal? What's happening? What do we want to do? What are we doing with our lives? We're 21, we're 40, we're in our 50s, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody was looking at that. They really, honestly, I never heard so much talk in my whole life about, okay, this is it. I got the plan. I got the blueprint. I got the whatever. There was always like some, I have to say, cheeseball-y thing, whatever it was. I did an analysis, and it took me a month, and here's what I came up with. I mean, some people are like that, perfectionists. They go through everything. They look at every potential way something can happen, and then that just all crashed. And, boy, when that crashed, it was, I think, really, it was the mic drop, the ugly mic drop moment, period, of the year, no matter what story we threw in here, because the ripple effects of it and how long, and that was the question we kept asking, well, when is this over? How long is this going to take? What is this? What do we not know? I mean, there was so much of that in the beginning that I think the doctors who have been through Ebola and SARS and everything else, I mean, they knew this is a virus. We don't have a cure for the common cold. They knew that this is not going to be a blink of the eye and it's over with, right? Boy, and I've had my own mic drop moments this year, no question, without a doubt. By the way, Kate Delaney, you can always send me your mic drop moments. If I read it on the air and everybody likes it, I'll send you a copy of my tip book. It's really fun to read. It's good. It'll definitely occupy your time, even if it's on lazy day, because here's a mic drop moment. Today is, by the way, send it to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Today is National Lazy Day. Yes, it's official. Did you know that? I didn't know there was a National Lazy Day. I didn't get that memo. So because this is so funny, because on a normal calendar year, this would be interesting to talk about because normally so plugged in, always plugged in, busy. Busy is a buzzword. Busy is the way we are. But lazy days, because we're so hardwired. Now, doesn't it feel like it's one big lazy or exhaustion or I don't know. And maybe the two get confused. I'm not sure. But it's been around for a while, the whole idea of leisure, slacker. We did nada. Yeah, when people say, we did nada. Or how about back in 1819, Rip Van Winkle. There's your mic drop moment. If you don't know who he is, look him up. Washington Irving's character wasn't necessarily lazy, but he did sleep for 20 years. He drank a little booze and slept for 20 years. He even missed the American Revolution. Whoops! How did I miss it? What did I miss? There's a song in Hamilton where Thomas Jefferson says that he's in France. What did I miss? Well, Rip Van Winkle a lot. Winkle. Can you imagine, if you could possibly do that and be done with 2020? I hear so many people complain about it. The leisure class, 1850s. That was people who could afford to do nothing. You know, then they started making classes, the working class, the leisure class. Ugh. You know, I talk about labels on the show. I don't care if you label yourself Republican, Democrat, in between, independent. You know, I vote for the person. We're labelers. That we are. We're labelers. And so that's the whole class thing. The middle class, the lower bunk, the upper bunk, whatever it is. And then slacker. You know, slacker came from a guy whose films I really like, Richard Linklater's films follow a bunch of people, and they were called the generation of slackers, or a.k.a. lazy people. So anyway, enjoy National Lazy Day. I'm going to enjoy August 10th, because August 10th and 11th are National Spoil Your Dog Day. Mm-hmm. So that are actually, you could celebrate lazy and the dog at the same time. And I don't know, this how could my pandemic puppy be more spoiled? There's my mic drop moment. Sadly, because I didn't grow up with dogs, but my dog Mahalo just developed cancer, died, meaning, you know, we had to make the decision, but it was definitely a good decision when it eventually happened. And then I was a failed foster person, because the whole idea is you foster, find them a good home. But no, the mic drop moment for me was every time I get in this car with this dog, he's so sad. He thinks I'm just giving him up. It's like, he's like Oliver. You know that old movie, Oliver? Please, sir, alms for the poor. More gruel. I was like, oh, I can't do it. I got to have this dog. Oof, no matter what. Fleas and all, we'll take them. How much do we owe you? Yeah. And I was not expecting that. And that, and I think these creatures, that's what they do. Whether it's a dog or a cat or whatever, they know, ooh, they're vulnerable. Ooh, they are vulnerable. All right, here's a mic drop moment, I think, for sure. TikTok, because we're talking about this now. And the fact that now Twitter is involved in this, they've approached TikTok's Chinese owner about acquiring their operations, their video sharing app. And we'll see what happens with that. But there's only so many days. The clock is ticking, haha, so to speak. But TikTok apparently ripping off our information, holding it, the whole thing, yeah, was not a good deal. So better to know now and to move forward and say forget TikTok, because it couldn't be more popular. Some of you are listening to me and thinking, what is she talking about? What is a TikTok? Think of apps. It's just another app, a stream of apps, if you know what they are. And if you don't, ask someone and they'll tell you. It's a thing. It's a thing. You download apps. You either pay for it or it's free. What more can I say? But TikTok to me was a mic drop moment because, I mean, I think it's good. You know, act now. You can't do it because why should we have them collecting information? Meaning another government having so much intel on us. That's the name of the game, the spy game, but not for the rest of us who are not involved in this spy game. Ugh, the worst. All right, how about this? This is a mic drop moment for sure. SpaceX, I mean, there's a positive one for you. A couple of weeks ago, less than a week ago, what? It was like a week ago, we were talking about SpaceX and the rocket that went off into outer space and how exciting all of that was. And then watching them come back, the astronauts come back, and how smooth it was, and the capsule landing off of Florida shores for the first time in how long, and just a beautiful, beautiful landing. That was big. It was big for Elon Musk. It was big for so many reasons. Really illustrating his brilliance. And he deserves every cent of adulation he can get. And then we go back to Elon Musk. Because I think it was brilliant. We don't have to hitch rides with the Russians anymore and overpay for the seats. Instead, keep our money, give it to Musk. Stays in the family, and we get to go to space, and it's really cool and looks to be really, really safe. I can safely say that I will meet you on the other side as we talk about getting through school with a guide next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says students in New York can return to classes to start the school year.
Specific plan by school district, online by the end of next week. Here's our testing plan. Here's our contact tracing plan. Here's our remote learning plan.
Chicago officials said schools there would be remote learning, and facing a rise in new COVID-19 cases in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker is issuing new rules allowing local authorities to fine businesses and child care facilities that repeatedly failed to enforce the statewide mask mandate and social distancing requirements.
This is a make-or-break moment for the state of Illinois, for making sure that people are doing everything they can to mitigate, to reduce the spread.
President Trump is calling for sanctions against Hong Kong's chief executive and other Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News. Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19." Lawmakers from both parties are calling on the U.S. Postal Service to immediately reverse changes that are causing delays in deliveries across the country, just as big volume increases are expected for mail-in election voting. New Postmaster General Louis DeJoy denies the charges.
"Although there will likely be an unprecedented increase in election mail volume due to the pandemic, the Postal Service has ample capacity to deliver all election mail securely and on time in accordance with our delivery standards, and we will do so."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
That I had this when I was a student. I certainly could have used it when I was going through Ohio University. So this is a hint as to who our next guest is in Author's Corner. His name is Samson Young Abu, and he's written a book called Student Exam Passport. It's a short, impactful read, and anybody who's going to school, anybody who wants to go back to school, anything surrounding that, I think this is absolutely an essential read. So, Samson, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, Kate, thank you very much for having me as a guest. I'm really happy to be here. Yeah.
Tell me why you heard what I said in the beginning, that I could have used, you know, your book. It would have helped me a lot. Tell me why you wrote it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, firstly, I'm actually really happy that you just said that, you know, like, that just made my day. And like I said, you know, I actually read the book while I was doing my master's. I did my master's 2 years ago, 2018. And it was a very difficult time because, you know, at some point, being a student, you know, like, life gets in the way as well. So, you know, I was overwhelmed with, you know, with education. I was overwhelmed with being a student, you know, with being stuck, you know. Obviously, I had all the information with me, but I wasn't engaging, you know, so I wasn't inspired. So I was, and it wasn't just me. I had people around me who were also demotivated. And I said to myself, I was trying to figure out, okay, how can we become inspired? You know, how can we become more engaged with our studies? So you know, like I start asking around, I start asking students, and obviously most of them are saying, oh, okay, you know, we have all this information, but we're not inspired. So that kind of gave me an idea to write the student exam pass, because, you know, I myself, I got to a point where I wanted to quit education. And, you know, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, I have come this far to quit. So I was trying to look for, look for books that can help me stay engaged, help me get more motivated and inspired. So I couldn't find one, so I decided to write one through my experience. Yeah.
Wow, that's the necessity. You saw that it was there. What did you get your master's in?
Oh yeah, obviously, master's in psychology.
I like how you said that, obviously, psychology. And where did you – so everybody knows, because you're there in Nottingham, of course, mm-hmm. across the pond, for some people listening anyway, in the UK. And where did you get the master's?
Yes.
What school?
Okay, so obviously I went to Nottingham Trent University.
Mm.
So, yeah.
In psychology?
My opinion, and obviously according to research, yeah. So I did psychology there. At a master's level, I studied law as well there before, but I felt like psychology was something I needed to, you know, to actually learn, which was really interesting, which was really good because, you know, some part of my book is actually based on, you know, explaining how the brain works, and I felt like, you know, a key to being a student is to understand how we think and how we understand, why we forget, how we learn, how we remember, because that is very important, you know.
Doing, it is very important.
Doing education and doing exam, yeah. So if we can know how we learn, then it is more easier to actually adapt to any learning, you know, learning task we get given. So yeah. So I decided to actually, you know, do some more research based on the brain, based on obviously how memory works. And also not just, you know, I kind of like how to ensure that I was able to explain the fundamentals of how the brain works in a way that is kind of, you know, that is not too, you know, like, you know, that is basic, because I did understand that, you know, not everyone obviously loved to actually study psychology. So obviously I had to break it down in a way that everyone can take something away with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so, and again, absolutely, you're 100% right. Tell us in a couple of sentences, I guess, what the book is about. Because I know creativity is important to you too, and you've already shared some of what the
mm-hmm.
book is about. But that's toward the end. Why is creativity important, and why do you emphasize that in those last chapters of the student exam passport?
Yes. One of the major reasons why creativity is very important is because students engage more if they are, you know, if they're allowed to express their creative self, you know. And one of the reasons why students drop out of education is because they don't feel like their creative side is being, you know, explored as much as it should be. So they feel like what they're learning does not match what they are passionate about. So creativity is actually all about expression, about expressing yourself, about being free, you know, to actually do what you really enjoy doing. And I felt like, you know, if we can accommodate that in, you know, in the learning environment, if we can, you know, kind of show that, you know, we as, you know, teachers, as, you know, as institution, that we care about, you know, about the creative side of a student, they are more willing to actually engage in class. So, so they're more willing to be, you know, to actually express themselves, because creativity actually triggers happiness. So when a student is happy, you know, they're actually willing to do whatever they have to do. Yeah, wow. So that was why I had to ensure that creativity was actually a factor, because, you know, and also creativity leads to better thinking. So, you know, like people are more willing, you know, are more able to actually solve, you know, like problems when, you know, when they actually engage in a very creativity way. And, you know, in the marketplace as well, you know, people who are more creativity stand a better chance at getting better jobs as well.
Mm.
And living a more fulfilled life.
Right.
So I felt like, you know, we needed a book that kind of like covers everything that I felt like students could do it.
Right, right.
In the pandemic and outside of it.
Yep, I absolutely agree with that. So we're speaking with Samson Young Abu, and the book is Student Exam Passport. I mentioned at the top, boy, I wish I had that. The importance of creativity, I think, is so powerful.
Yeah.
Was it, in wrapping this up, was it fun for you to do the book?
It was fun. You know, it was fun. It was difficult, and it was fun. So, you know, because... for me, writing is a form of creativity, and that is where my passion lies. So for me to be able to actually compose a book in that way, for me it was fun, it was, you know, awesome to do. It was difficult because, you know, I was writing the book as well as trying to finish a master's degree and, you know, and then everyday life and as well. So for me, it was absolutely fun, and the best part was obviously finishing the book and finishing the master's as well. You know, I felt like I've actually achieved, you know, beyond my expectation as well. And now, and you know, I'm not sure if you've read the book.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if you've read all of it. So you know, I had a few quotes in the book as well. And I felt like, you know, every student should be able to give back.
And I think that's, you know, an important part of that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, these are the kind of stuff you actually learn along the way. So me being able to actually receive an education of this, you know, of this degree kind of gave me the sense of giving back. So that was why I had to write this book, because there are a lot of students who are in the boat, you know what I mean, who are stuck, who are where I was before, and they needed something, you know, just that little inspiration, just to keep them going.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah, and I felt like, yeah.
Absolutely, and we're running out of time, so I want to make sure we get that in again. Samson Young Abu.
Sorry, I talked too much.
That's okay. Yeah. Student Exam Passport, you're excited, and we are excited for you. It's a great book. It'll help any student, that's for sure.
Awesome.
And you want to pick that up, so thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Focus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mondays they walk with great vision. Mondays they walk.
You're going to love our next guest. Oh, he will lift you up, and who we need to be lifted up in this country and across the world, because I know we have people listening to us outside of our borders, across the pond. A big shout out to all of you in England and some of those other areas where I know you tune in. Nick Santanastasso joins us now. He's the guy who, like I said, really lifts you up, and he's so good that he opens for Tony Robbins. You got to be good at lifting a crowd up if you can do that, and he can lift a crowd up on his own anyway. Nick, thanks so much for popping on.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
So, first of all, let's tell your story. I said this before you came on when I was going to a break. I said that you had like a 30% chance to live. There was a chance that your organs were going to go when you were born. Tell the listeners, for the three people that don't know you, what happened when you were a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm 23 years old. In 1996, when my mom went in for a late ultrasound, you know, they pulled the baby up on the screen and said, you know, something's extremely wrong. And they said that your baby boy's limbs weren't being developed. And so what they classified me with was Hanhart syndrome. And what Hanhart syndrome is a super rare genetic disorder that either leaves the babies with undeveloped limbs or undeveloped organs. And so at the time of my birth, in 1996, I was the 12th baby in medical history that they've ever seen this happen to. And out of the 12, 8 of those babies have passed away due to undeveloped organs. And so, you know, they're hooked up to machines. They can't breathe on their own. They can't eat on their own. And they later on pass away. And so you know, my parents chose during my mom being pregnant with me, they chose to focus on that 30% of me living rather than the 70, because focusing on the negative will never serve you. And thoughts become things, right? And so when I was born, my mom, you know, they took me away and did tests on my organs, and the doctors came back and said, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Sasso, your baby boy's organs are 100% healthy, and the only thing that was affected was his limbs. So for those listening, I was born with no legs and one arm, with a one finger on my left arm.
Well, the Santana Sasso family was very, very smart because of what you just said, that it is about thoughts, and that's what you learn from an early age, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my parents, I always say my parents are the superheroes and I'm just the offspring. And the reason I say that is because, you know, as parents, you're really cultivating your kids' mindsets by your actions, by your words, the way you show up, the way you pick up the phone, you don't know, all these things. Whether you think your kids are listening, they may not always be listening, but I promise you they're always watching. And so, you know, my parents at an early age, they sat me down and said, Nick, the world's not going to stop for you because you're born like this, and you're going to have to figure out how to adapt to the world and figure out how to do things Nick's way. And so, you know, tough love, but they would sit me down with my clothes and say, all right, Nick, you know, you got to figure it out. And they would give me verbal suggestions, and I'd, you know, tinker with my clothes, and I'd fall down and get pissed off and say, why are you not dressing me? But my parents were actually doing two very important things. The one was they were getting me early on comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think oftentimes, you know, especially in this generation, a lot of kids, or a lot of humans in general, actually coddled, right? And they're not used to being in uncomfortable situations. They're not used to facing failure, or they have the wrong meaning attached behind failure. And so, you know, they were teaching me to be comfortable with uncomfortable situations. And then the second most important thing that they were doing, which we can all adapt and adopt, is being solution-oriented. You know, rather than reacting to problems, they got my brain focused on just simulating solutions. You know, how am I going to get on the chair? How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to put my clothes on? And so that's, you know, two things that we can all adopt is, you know, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and, you know, programming our brains just to stimulate solutions rather than focusing on the problem.
So it's no surprise to me that you're a motivational speaker, because that was drilled into you, you know, at a very young age. As you said, you weren't coddled. You had to do it, but you were presented with the solution. So you were a solutions-oriented person, and that served you well. Did you ever think that you would be on the amazing stages you are and travel around the world the way you have the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's crazy because I always say, you know, I feel like my dad is always weirdly right. And what I mean by that is, you know, I was worried as a kid, you know, how am I going to be financially independent? Can I work a regular job? And, you know, my dad always said, Nick, like, you could be a sports announcer, you could be a broadcaster, you could be a speaker. The way that you deliver is amazing, and I love your voice. And, you know, sometimes it takes someone from, you know, you're outside your inner world to really, you know, say, hey, you got this gift and you should probably, you know, craft it. It's kind of like having a dusty trophy on the shelf and your mom comes over and she shines it. You notice it more when you craft that gift. And for me, those, you know, people in my life were my business partners and my best friends now. But when I moved to Tampa about 3 years ago, it's funny you were talking about Tony, because when I moved to Tampa 3 years ago, I was in this small little mastermind, and this guy was like, hey, you know, what's your story? And I'm like, oh, you got a lot of time? I got a long story. And so I shared my story, and one of the first things he said to me was, you're going to be on stage with Tony Robbins one day. And my reply to him was, who's Tony Robbins? And because I was a 20, 21-year-old kid, I haven't gotten to personal development. But, you know, fast forward, that's my best friend and business partner, Ratmir, who, you know, really was like, hey, bro, like, your story's amazing. You just got to really craft the way that you articulate it and your storytelling. And, you know, fast forward 3 years later in the company, and I'm alongside the great man, you know, traveling the world. And I'm just blessed and I'm grateful to be able to harness my unicorn body and my unicorn abilities to wake people up and show them that, you know, it's not the physical body that holds you back, but really the biggest disability you can have is a bad mindset.
So what would you tell people now who are really, really focused on this pandemic and they feel stuck and they're looping around and they can't get to that solution or what's next or how do I refocus and reimagine?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this time, you know, it's crazy that no one planned for this, right? But yeah. Our problems, the things that we think are problems, are actually gifts once we learn from them. And, you know, the one thing that I know is there's always people in a worse off situation. That's like the cliche answer, right? But if you really want to dive deeper, we are in control of what we focus on, like we were saying earlier. And so in this time of pandemic, in this time of being home, you know, this is a time to be more present with your family. This is a time to focus on the weaknesses in your business. This is a time to maybe start your business. Or maybe this is a time to learn a new language. I mean, you know, this is the one time in adults' lives where they really have time that they're home, you know, for a long period of time. And so the question that I'd like to challenge or ask the viewers and the listeners right now is, during this time that you're home, there's either two outcomes that are going to happen. This may sound aggressive, but one, you're going to become fatter, lazier, and less smart, and your blade is going to be less, you know, sharp. It's going to be more dull. Or you can spend this time on focusing on your weaknesses and strengthening them. This is a time to invest in yourself, listen to podcasts, you know, really dive deep on things that you didn't have the time before to learn. And that way that you can come off, you know, stronger, smarter, more fit. And, you know, another tip, especially for the people that are listening that are stuck in quarantine at home, you need to change your physiology. You need to change your state. You need to get your body moving, especially when you're, you know, sitting in your house the whole time. And so I would suggest to schedule, you know, 15, 20-minute periods where you're getting your body moving, right? Whether that's getting in the cold shower, doing push-ups, you know, a light jog around the house, whatever you can do, because you want to change your body, you want to change your physiology, which is going to change your emotions and lead to, you know, more positive actions. But really, is this a problem or is this a time to invest in your family? Is this a problem or is this time to invest in your weaknesses and learn new skills and things that you can provide more value to people? And especially when everyone's eyes are glued to the radio and the media and all that stuff, you determine how much, you know, media and social media that you consume. And I don't think people know this, but when you are fearful, it drastically lowers your immune system. And so you really want to focus on things that aren't going to make you fearful, which, to be honest, a lot of the media and social media is going to put you in a fearful state. And so really you have to be very conscious of what you're consuming. You know, your mind is a garden, right? And if you don't tend that garden, weeds are going to grow. And so just be very conscious of where you're putting your energy, where you're putting your time. And, you know, how are you showing up in the household? You know, are you sitting around in the same clothes or are you getting up and getting dressed and doing your makeup and doing all the things to create that momentum like you're going to work every day because your kids are watching? What kind of standard are you setting for your kids around the house?
That is incredible advice. A perfect place to end this. We could talk all night. We'll have you back on again. And I know you have a present for the listeners, something that you want to leave that will motivate them even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're talking about a time of uncertainty. We're talking about a time of anxiety and stress. And I don't know if the viewers know this. I learned this as well, that the emotion of gratitude outweighs all the negative emotions. It's emotionally impossible for you to feel grateful and sad, grateful and stressed, grateful and angry at the same time. And so what I want to give out is just a free gratitude exercise. It's like a 5 to 7 minute meditation that we can all go through. We can implement it with ourselves and our family. And if people go to audio.victor, like V-I-C-T-O-R, nick.com. So audio.victornick.com.
Download it. Excellent.
Mr. Nick, it's a free gratitude exercise for everyone.
I love it.
There,
We're grateful for you. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Nick. Good luck. We'll have you on again. See you on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.